In this bulletin, Labor on track to claim a victory in the Northern Territory election. Queensland locks down aged care homes as a virus cluster grows. And in the NRL, James Tedesco helps the Roosters triumph over his former team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcancel. Labor is set to retain power in the Northern Territory, so far claiming 12 of the 13 seats required for a majority government. Vote counting is still underway in the Territory's election, but Chief Minister Michael Gunner says he is very confident Labor will form the next government. But the question remains whether the party will be forced to rely on the support of independents if it fails to win one more seat. Mr. Gunner is pledging to do more for First Nations people, create jobs and protect Territorians during the coronavirus pandemic.
Our government's not perfect. We have made mistakes. We have learned lessons. But I know, that by working together, by sticking together, we can transform this once-in-a-century crisis into a once-in-a-century opportunity for the Northern Territory.
Queensland and federal authorities are acting to prevent coronavirus outbreaks in the aged care sector. The Brisbane Youth Detention Centre cluster has grown to 7, prompting authorities to lock down aged care homes in the Greater Brisbane area and restrict visitors. Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the federal government will provide liaison officers, masks and reinforcement of infection control.
We don't have any outbreaks in aged care right now, but with that cluster of cases, we believe that there is a need to really think and work closely together to prevent that happening and to respond if it does happen.
Gatherings are now limited to 10 people in the Greater Brisbane area and some nearby councils, while a cap of 30 will apply to the rest of the state. Turning to overseas, and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has asked his defence minister to take stringent measures to defend the country's territorial integrity. Mr. Lukashenko's comments come as he toured military units in Grodno, near the Polish border, where large-scale military exercises will take place this month. Belarus has been rocked by mass protests and its worst political crisis since the collapse of the Soviet Union, after the president claimed a disputed electoral victory. The 65-year-old has condemned the protests and deployed the army to defend Western Belarus. But opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya says violence will not work.
The violence they had during those 2 days didn't calm down people. It just made them angrier, and they understood that they made a great mistake. I'm sure that they will not do this mistake anymore. This didn't stop people, it just gave them more strength.
US President Donald Trump has dismissed a bill to fund the country's postal service, calling it a hoax. The US House of Representatives passed a bill granting the postal service $25 billion after fears of sabotage ahead of the presidential election in November. Millions are expected to opt for mail-in ballots to avoid polling places during the coronavirus pandemic. Democrats had doubted the Postal Service had the resources it needed to ensure election mail was delivered on time. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is urging voters not to be discouraged by what she calls Mr. Trump's tactics.
Don't pay any attention to what the president is saying, because it is all designed to suppress the vote. It's in their playbook that they'll have people intimidated to vote by having law enforcement there to instill fear in people as they show up. It's a suppress the vote tactic, as is the suppressing of the ability of the postal system.
Turning to sport, in NRL, James Tedesco has played against his former team, the Tigers, for the first time since defecting to the Roosters in 2017. The star fullback dashed the Tigers' playoff hopes, helping his side secure a comfortable 38-16 win. The victory came despite a hostile reception at the Tigers' home ground, where Tedesco was jeered by former fans and had his pants pulled down during a tackle. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, a shower or two and 19 degrees. In Adelaide, similar conditions and 14. Melbourne, showers and 12 degrees. Hobart, showers and 10. Canberra, partly cloudy and 10. Wollongong, windy and sunny, 16 degrees. In Sydney, similar conditions and 17. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 18. In Brisbane, sunny and 21. Cairns, sunny and 29, and in Darwin, early fog and 35 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.